Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. Joining us today from Chicago is Matt Kunkel. Matt is the co-founder and CEO of LogicGate, and we're going to be talking about the compliance challenges of working with remote workers. Matt, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on, Adam.
Our pleasure. Matt, there's a tremendous amount of change happening in the workplace, especially a dramatic swing to working from home. In fact, I think we're both doing that right now. Like every change, it's bound to create new risks. But first, let me start in a happier place. What compliance risk do you anticipate declining during this period of social distancing?
Yeah, great question. I mean, I think that physical security office risk is definitely going to be something that's going to drop from a priority perspective in there. But I think really there's not going to be a lot that declines. It's just going to be a shift to different things. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I actually think it's an opportunity, right? It's an opportunity with new processes and new technology that are put in place for risk and compliance leaders to really emphasize best practices with the business and dive into them and dive in with the compliance teams and focus on how they can help the business on the big rocks, right? The big rocks in compliance and risk, and how the new processes that will be put in place, how those things will potentially affect the overall compliance program of organizations.
Yeah, it's definitely a new way to engage with people because everybody's sort of struggling through this and needs to figure out the implications. And I have to say, from what I can see, people have been much more receptive of late to discussing issues and trying to figure out how to go through these things together. But I do wonder if there's going to be sort of a darker side. Are there some risks that you anticipate increasing as a result of this change?
Yeah, certainly. And I think it's really unique business by business, and more importantly, industry vertical by industry vertical. There's certainly going to be some commonalities, right? As I mentioned before, so many things are changing, so many processes are changing, so many ways in which we just do business today is changing. So it's a whole shock to the system as an organization. And I think the compliance teams really just need to understand what those process changes look like. And to your point, meet really regularly with these stakeholders so that they can make sure that that compliance issues don't pop up. There's obviously easy ones too, like social engineering and hacks. Those are certainly going to be on the rise just due to the amount of uncertainty that's out there. So things like phishing emails. And then also things like new technology, right? We're going to go through huge digital transformation right now. What was going to take multiple years has got to be compressed down into multiple months in the way that we do business now. So if we're making really quick purchasing decisions on new technology, how do we support that from a compliance team perspective in there and make sure that we're reducing the risk here of things like Zoom bombs, or as companies very quickly move to the cloud from on or off-prem software? What's the impact of those things to the overall organization?
Now, for handling these issues, you already mentioned one key strategy, which is having the compliance team in close contact with the business unit. Are there other strategies a compliance team should employ to manage these risks?
Yeah, I think just really the biggest one for me is keep it top of mind with the first line of defense in the business. Keep compliance top of mind. Remind them of the why. Why are we doing this? Why does this actually affect the overall strategy of the organization? And we mentioned this before, but use this as a time to re-engage with the business, right? I think this is actually an amazing opportunity for compliance professionals to say, hey, the way in which we fundamentally do business has shifted with the environment that we are in, and we need to put in place new programming and new process. How can compliance help assist you with that to make sure that we're doing it in the best possible way? Right. And I think it's also, you know, we got to be empathetic as compliance professionals and understand that and set expectations appropriately that we might not be in compliance with everything today as we move over. Right. We might not have ways to collect that evidence and show that on a time period, and just give the business a little break there, but really make sure that ultimately we want to keep the transparency between the business, between the second line of defense, and then ultimately up to key stakeholders within the organization alive during this time.
Now, one of the challenges during this time is you're no longer down the hall. That makes it harder for people to poke their heads in the door with a concern. How can compliance teams make themselves easily reachable and encourage employees to reach out to them?
Yeah, it's a great question, and you're right. You know, the water cooler talk kind of has gone away, but I'm seeing some, and I've given some tactics on this and hearing some people on this, that they actually feel that more of the water cooler talk is there. But ultimately, it starts with the culture in the organization, right? And having that culture of compliance within there and empowering individuals to say, hey, if we see something, we got to bubble that up in there. So it's how do we encourage those departments to align on the strategic objectives of those departments, which then roll into the strategic objectives of the organization to identify any compliance risk and then say, hey, how do we potentially mitigate this? How can I work with my compliance partner to mitigate this? Some tactical just things that I've seen too is ultimately, it doesn't matter if we're in the office or we're not in the office, it still boils down to relationships. The relationships that you build with the folks in the business in the first line of defense in there to bubble those things up. So things like virtual coffee hours and just checking in, or a virtual happy hour, right? It's removing the stigma that compliance is the police, and that really they're not. They're a partner to help drive strategic objectives and strategic outcomes for the organization and help protect the overall assets of the organization.
Now, compliance teams are no longer walking the halls and able to reach out to people when they happen to spot something or you know, strike up a casual conversation that can identify serious issues. How can the teams bridge this gap created by social distance to proactively stay in touch with their colleagues in the business unit? I mean, you mentioned virtual coffee, but is there other things that they should be doing?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think a big part of that is understanding where they need to stay in touch. You know, there's so many different areas within the organization that potentially, you know, compliance issues, compliance problems could bubble up in. So it's almost like, how do we define where the hot spots are within the organization? And then how do we engage with our colleagues there before those hot spots become true fires in there? And that's something where technology actually can help. And then ultimately, it's to what we said before, it's those relationships and it's staying in touch with people on, you know, a daily, weekly, monthly basis.
And finally, Matt, one last question. You know, obviously, there's been a lot of changes that we're just trying to get through at this point. But looking towards the long term, how do you think you'll see compliance, or we'll all be seeing compliance changing?
So I think it's a great question, and I think it will fundamentally change how compliance is done in the long term. It's not just compliance, it's business in general, right? We're already seeing it. People aren't getting on planes, and work is still getting done, right? So I think part of it is moving to more of a remote culture in there. Specifically for compliance, though, I honestly think this will give them a bigger seat at the table in the fact that how do we use all of the things that are going on from a very quick digital transformation perspective and all of the compliance requirements associated with that to empower the executives within organizations with the information that they need to make better strategic decisions from a compliance perspective? So I actually think that long term, what's going on now will give compliance professionals a larger seat at the table from an overall business perspective.
Well, that'll be definitely something worth watching and to hope for. Well, Matt, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCCE and HCCA. I hope we're able to expand your compliance perspective.